I didn't go to the moon. I went much further. For time is the longest distance between two places. Not long after that, I left St. Louis. I descended the steps of our fire escape for a last time. And from then on, I followed in my father's footsteps, attempting to find in motion what was lost in space. I traveled around a great deal. The city swept about me like dead leaves. Leaves that were brightly colored, but torn away from the branches. I would have stopped, but I was pursued by something. It always came upon me unawares, taking me altogether by surprise. Perhaps it was a familiar bit of music. Perhaps it was only a piece of transparent glass. Perhaps I'm walking along the street at night in some strange city before I have found companions. I pass a lighted window of a shop where perfume is sold. The window is filled with pieces of colored glass, tiny transparent bottles in delicate colors like bits of a shattered rainbow. Then, all at once, my sister touches my shoulder, and I turn around and look into her eyes. Laura. I tried so hard to leave you behind me, but I am more faithful than I intended to be. I reach for a cigarette, I cross the street, I run to the movies or a bar. I buy a drink. I speak to the nearest stranger. Anything that will blow your candles out. For nowadays, the world is lit by lightning. Blow out your candles, Laura.